According to a division report, 55 children who had recent contact with the state's Division of Family and Children's Services died in the first 3 months of 2013. That's compared to 46 deaths during the same time last year. Sharon Boatwright is communications director for the agency. She says there are several reasons there are more deaths this year.
The increase is directly attributed to an increase in the natural deaths with children that have pre-existing medical conditions, and then the very tragic house fires. There were two that claimed the lives of seven children.
Meanwhile, five children who had contact with the division were murdered. The cause of death in the remainder of the cases is unknown, or state officials are still waiting for coroners to make a determination. Boatwright says to decrease the number of deaths in the future, the agency has been implementing a series of proactive measures. Those measures include the purchase of 12 webcams, microphones, and other software so the division and those it serves can consult with doctors remotely. She says that's especially crucial for children who live in rural communities.
To have the ability to discuss and review information and actually review video images with an expert who is located, such as Children's Health Care of Atlanta.
But Wright also says the department is working to educate Georgians on water, car seat, and sleep safety for children. Michelle Worth, WABE News.